Hey everyone, if you could kindly take your seats.
Really should have a 10-minute break. Well, they've had a 10-minute break. It's too much to put two 90-minute sessions one after the other. I don't know.
Okay, everyone, including Pier Giorgio. All right. Thank you, everyone, for your attention in this last session before lunch, which is at 12:30. So this session will finish at 12:30, which means it's 80 minutes, not 90. So the focus of this session is trust and how you can have confidence that information from the supply chain is true. Right. And so we're going to have, obviously, conformity assessment and the accreditation of conformity assessment and third-party assessments of information and declarations and stuff add a lot of trust to the data that is otherwise self-declared by actors throughout the supply chain. A lot of the focus in this session will be about how that trust is provided. And we've got some very expert speakers to inform us about that. Mr. Martin Michelot from the TIC Council. So this is a global entity that represents testing bodies. Myself, I'll talk briefly about the last bit of the UNTP, the security bit. And Nancy will talk about a real implementation of conformity credentials in Canada. Brett, I haven't quite got the order right here because Brett will go after Martin, represents the NATA in Australia, a National Accreditation Authority, and has led a really interesting and important project called the Business Requirement Specification for Conformity Data Exchange. So he'll be introducing that, and it's a really excellent document, and I encourage everyone to read it. And finally, we'll hear from Srey, who's online, Agarwal, who will talk about data governance and that the role of data governance in trust when it comes to information in trade. So with that, is Martin online? Yep, I'd like to hand over and welcome Martin Michelot, Executive Director of the TIC Council in Europe.
Thank you very much. I'm also online, unfortunately.